Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today all about energy engineering. We're going to be taking a look at a recent report from RSS Inc. They're a staffing solutions company, and they really dig deep into what's happening in this field. We're talking about becoming a key player in building a more sustainable future. Have you ever thought about what it actually takes to be one of the engineers who are making the world cleaner and more energy efficient?
It's a really interesting field.
I bet. So today we're going to be uncovering what energy engineers actually do. Why is everyone talking about this booming job market? And of course, the skills you need to thrive in this field that's constantly changing. Let's start off by figuring out what these energy engineers actually do. I mean, it sounds super important, but can you just like give us a clear picture?
Well, you know, energy engineers are involved in a surprisingly diverse range of tasks. They kind of act like detectives sometimes. They conduct these detailed energy audits. They might be analyzing building a whole industrial process or even a transportation system, trying to figure out, you know, where energy is being wasted and how can we make things run more efficiently.
So it's not just about finding problems.
No, they're also coming up with solutions, especially when it comes to sustainable energy systems like solar panels, wind turbines, geothermal systems, even these cutting edge energy storage solutions.
So they're literally building the infrastructure for a greener future.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So they're not just like, number crunching engineers. They're problem solvers and innovators.
Yeah, it's a really dynamic field.
I love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of a bright future, this RSS Inc. report is pointing to like incredible growth in the energy engineering job market. They're saying like a 10% growth rate between 2018 and 2028. That's huge.
Yeah, it is.
What is driving this demand? Is it just the hype around renewable energy or is there something more?
It's definitely more than just hype. This growth is tied to like major global shifts. The Paris Agreement, for example. Countries all over the world have committed to reducing carbon emissions, and that means massive investments in renewable energy. So we need energy engineers to design, install, and manage all these new wind farms and solar parks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's this growing focus on energy efficiency. And it's not just about, going green. It's about saving money, too. Businesses and people are looking for ways to cut down those energy bills. And who are they turning to? Energy engineers. They're the ones who can optimize building designs, implement those smart technologies, and really squeeze more efficiency out of our existing systems.
I see. So it sounds like it's a perfect storm of opportunity.
It really is.
Anyone who's interested in a career that has purpose and job security. But we also want to know, like, does it pay the bills right? What can energy engineers expect to earn in this booming job market?
Well, the RSS Inc. data shows that the average annual salary for an energy engineer in the U.S. is about $77,546. Now, keep in mind, that's just an average. Entry-level positions typically start around $66,406. But experienced professionals with specialized skills can earn upwards of $103,000 a year.
Wow. So that's a pretty significant salary range.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's say our listeners hook. They're thinking, okay, I want to do this, but how do I actually become an energy engineer? What does the path look like?
Well, you're going to need a solid educational background. A bachelor's degree in engineering is like the starting point. Mm-hmm. Mechanical, electrical, and environmental engineering are all really common paths. Mm-hmm. And some universities are even offering specialized energy engineering programs now, which give graduates a real edge.
Oh, aye.
Yeah. And a master's degree is becoming increasingly valuable, especially if you're aiming to specialize in, a certain area like renewable energy or energy systems integration. And don't forget about certifications. The Certified Energy Manager, or CEM, and LE accreditation are really sought after by employers.
So they really show that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they show you're serious and that you have a deep understanding of best practices.
Okay. So education is key, but it's not just about the degrees, right? What are those essential skills that energy engineers need to really thrive in this field?
You're absolutely right. Technical skills are a given, but employers are looking for well-rounded individuals, people with strong soft skills too.
Okay.
So on the technical side, you need a deep understanding of energy auditing and analysis. You've got to be able to conduct those thorough assessments, pinpoint inefficiencies, and recommend, effective solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's expertise in renewable energy systems, solar, wind, hydropower, and even newer technologies like geothermal and biomass. You need to understand the design, the installation, and the management of these systems.
Yeah.
And let's not forget HVAC and building systems.
Yeah.
Especially if you're working on improving energy efficiency in buildings. It's a huge area of focus right now.
Yeah.
And then there's data. Being comfortable with data analysis and modeling software is becoming super important. Energy engineers use these tools to simulate different scenarios and really optimize the performance of energy systems.
So there's a lot to learn.
Definitely.
But it's also a field that's constantly evolving, right? What about those all-important soft skills? What should aspiring energy engineers focus on developing?
Yeah, soft skills are essential. You need strong communication skills to explain those complex energy concepts to clients, stakeholders, even the public. You have to be persuasive and clear.
Mm.
Project management skills are also super critical. Energy engineers often lead projects, so you'll be responsible for keeping things on track, managing budgets, coordinating teams. And we can't forget about teamwork. Energy engineers work with architects, contractors, policymakers, a whole bunch of people.
So it sounds like you need to be like technically brilliant, a great communicator, and have amazing people skills to really excel in this field.
Yeah, you need a good mix of everything.
Now I'm curious where all these energy engineering jobs are concentrated. Which industries are the big players in hiring?
Good news is energy engineers are needed across a wide range of industries. You've got the renewable energy sector, which is booming. Companies specializing in solar, wind, hydropower, they're all looking for talented engineers.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a manufacturing, which is constantly seeking ways to optimize processes and reduce their environmental impact. Energy engineers play a key role there.
Right.
And then you've got the construction and green building sector. That's another hotspot. As the world focuses on creating more sustainable buildings, the demand for energy engineers with expertise in green building design and HVAC systems. And let me clarify, HVAC, that stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. The demand is just skyrocketing.
Wow.
And government agencies are also big employers.
Right.
As they implement stricter environmental regulations and invest in public sector sustainability projects, they need energy engineers to make those initiatives a reality.
It's really amazing how energy engineering touches so many different aspects of our lives, from the cars we drive to the buildings we live and work in. These engineers are making a real difference.
Absolutely. We can't forget about the transportation and automotive industries either. The shift towards electric vehicles and more efficient public transit systems is creating a huge demand for energy engineers with specialized knowledge in those areas.
So it's clear that energy engineers are essential for building a sustainable future.
They really are.
But I know there are always two sides to every story. What are some of the challenges facing the energy engineering field?
Yeah, you're right. It's not all smooth sailing. The RSS Inc. report highlights some key challenges. One of the biggest is the skills gap. The demand for qualified professionals, especially those with specialized skills in like renewable energy and energy storage, it's outpacing the supply. It's a real issue.
It makes sense. I mean, this field is evolving so rapidly that it can be hard to keep up.
Exactly. And then there's the challenge of the educational pipeline. Fewer engineering graduates are choosing to specialize in energy, which contributes to that talent shortage. And part of the problem is competition from other industries. Sectors like tech and finance, they're attracting engineering talent with high salaries and, you know, enticing perks.
So it's a real battle for talent out there.
It is.
What can companies do to attract and retain the best energy engineers? The RSS Inc. report must have some recommendations.
Oh, yeah, they do. And they emphasize a multi-pronged approach. First, strengthening partnerships with universities. This means collaborating to develop those specialized energy engineering programs, offering internships, and creating a pipeline of future talent.
Uh-huh.
Companies also need to invest in their employees' professional development, you know, continuing education opportunities, workshops, certifications, even mentorship programs. These can help bridge the skills gap and keep employees engaged. And of course, compensation and benefits play a key role, offering competitive salaries, flexible work arrangements, and professional development stipends. That can make a real difference in attracting and retaining top talent.
So it sounds like creating a positive and supportive work environment is key.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about the importance of leveraging technology. Using AI-driven recruitment tools can help companies connect with qualified candidates more efficiently.
Makes sense.
And applicant tracking systems can streamline the hiring process, saving everyone time and effort.
Right.
And finally, fostering diversity and inclusion is not just the right thing to do. It's a smart business strategy. By actively recruiting candidates from underrepresented groups, companies broaden the talent pool. They bring in fresh perspectives, and they create a more innovative and dynamic workforce.
It sounds like companies need to be both proactive and creative to succeed in this competitive market.
Yeah,
yeah,
they do.
So we've covered a lot of ground today exploring the world of energy engineering, from, you know, the day-to-day tasks to the challenges and opportunities facing this really dynamic field.
It's a fascinating field.
But we're not done yet. When we come back for part two, we'll take a closer look at those salary trends for energy engineers based on their experience level. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into energy engineering. Now, before the break, we were discussing those staffing challenges and some strategies that companies are using to attract the top talent. Let's get specific and actually look at, you know, how those salary numbers change as you get more experience.
Yeah, experience really does play a role in how much you can earn. Let's break down those salary expectations based on, you know, different career stages using that data from RSS Inc.
Perfect. Okay, so for someone who is just starting their energy engineering journey, what kind of salary can they expect?
So for entry-level professionals, those with, you know, 0 to 3 years of experience, the average starting salary is about $66,406 per year.
Okay, not bad for a first job out of college.
No, not at all.
As you climb that career ladder, though, and gain more experience, how does that translate into higher earning potential?
Once you hit that mid-career level, which is typically around 4 to 9 years of experience, you see a pretty significant jump. The average salary at this stage is about $77,546 annually.
So your hard work and experience really do pay off.
They do.
What about those who reach the top of their game? What can seasoned energy engineers with a decade or more of experience command?
Now we're talking about the big leagues. Senior level energy engineers with 10 or more years of experience, they can earn salaries exceeding $103,000 per year.
Whoa, six figures.
That's right.
That's definitely motivating. I imagine those figures can vary a bit though, right?
Oh, absolutely. These are just averages. Location, industry, company size, you know, your specific skills and expertise. All those things play a role in determining your actual salary. For instance, if you're working in a high demand area like California, you know, especially in those tech hubs like Sunnyvale, Livermore, you can expect those salaries to be even higher, yeah, potentially exceeding $120,000.
Wow. So it's all about finding the right fit for you in this field. I know we've been getting a lot of questions from our listeners about breaking into energy engineering.
Yeah.
What are some of the most common questions that you get?
One question that comes up all the time is, what is the overall job outlook?
Yeah.
People want to know if this is a field with long-term potential. And the answer is a resounding yes. The job outlook for energy engineers is exceptionally bright. That global push for sustainability, renewable energy efficiency, it's only intensifying, which means the demand for skilled professionals in this field is projected to keep growing for years to come. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts a significant increase in employment opportunities. It's a great time to be entering this field.
That's really reassuring to hear. So where are all these jobs? Which industries are really leading the charge in hiring energy engineers?
Energy engineers are in demand across a wide range of industries, but some are definitely hotter than others. Renewable energy is a major player with companies specializing in solar, wind, hydropower. They're all vying for that top talent. Manufacturing is another industry where energy engineers are highly sought after. They're crucial in, you know, optimizing those processes, reducing waste, and minimizing the environmental impact of production.
Right.
And then you've got the construction industry, which is undergoing a major shift towards sustainability. The demand for energy engineers with expertise in green building design and those HVAC systems is through the roof.
It seems like everyone needs an energy engineer.
They pretty much do. And it's not just the private sector either. Government agencies at all levels are hiring energy engineers to help them implement sustainability initiatives and meet those stricter environmental regulations.
So many different paths within this field.
Yeah.
Now let's talk certifications. Are they a must-have for energy engineers, or are they just like a nice little bonus?
That's a really common question. And while a bachelor's degree is typically the minimum requirement for those entry-level positions, certifications can definitely give you a competitive edge. They demonstrate to potential employers that you have a deep understanding of, you know, specific aspects of the field. One highly respected certification is the Certified Energy Manager, or CEM, credential. It shows you have a comprehensive understanding of, you know, energy management principles and practices.
Got it.
Then there's LED accreditation. LED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And this accreditation is focused on sustainable building design and construction. It's highly valued, especially if you're interested in working in, you know, that construction or green building sector.
Exactly.
So while they're not always mandatory, certifications can definitely boost your credibility and open doors to more opportunities.
So it sounds like they're worth considering.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question. What are the most important skills for an energy engineer? What should aspiring professionals really focus on developing?
It's all about finding that balance between technical expertise and those all-important soft skills. On the technical side, you'll need a strong foundation in areas like energy auditing and analysis. You need to be able to identify those energy inefficiencies, conduct thorough assessments, and come up with, you know, effective solutions. Expertise in renewable energy systems is another must-have. You should understand, you know, the different technologies, their pros and cons, how to integrate them effectively. Knowledge of HVAC and building systems is also crucial, particularly for those interested in improving energy efficiency in buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's data-driven world, being comfortable with data analysis and modeling software is becoming increasingly important. Energy engineers use these tools to, you know, model energy consumption, simulate different scenarios, and really optimize the performance of energy systems.
That's a lot to cover.
It is, but it's fascinating stuff.
What about those soft skills? What are some of the key ones that energy engineers need to thrive?
Communication is key. You'll be explaining complex technical concepts to a variety of audiences. So you need to be clear, concise, and persuasive. You've got to be able to get your point across effectively, whether you're talking to clients, stakeholders, or even the general public.
So it's not enough to just be a technical whiz. You also have to connect with people and explain your ideas so that they understand.
Exactly. And then there's problem solving. Energy engineers are constantly faced with challenges from, you know, technical glitches to regulatory hurdles. So you need to be able to think, critically analyze situations, and come up with creative solutions.
So you need to be adaptable.
Yeah, you need to be able to think on your feet.
And then those essential project management skills.
Energy engineers often lead projects. So you'll be responsible for, you know, planning, organizing, and executing those projects effectively, ensuring that they stay on track within budget and meet those client needs.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, teamwork. Energy engineering is a collaborative field. You'll be working with a diverse range of professionals, architects, contractors, policymakers. So being able to collaborate effectively, listen to different perspectives, and contribute to a shared vision, that's essential.
It sounds like a really challenging but incredibly rewarding career path.
It is.
For those companies out there who are struggling to attract and retain that top energy engineering talent. Any final words of advice before we wrap up part two?
Remember, it's a competitive market out there, so you've got to stand out. Focus on building those strong educational partnerships. Invest in your employees' professional development. Offer those competitive compensation and benefits packages. And most importantly, foster a positive and inclusive work environment. Happy employees are productive employees, and word of mouth can be your best recruiting tool. By taking these steps, you can position your company as a leader in the energy engineering field and attract, you know, the best and brightest minds.
So attracting top talent requires a multifaceted approach. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive exploring this really exciting world of energy engineering, but we're not finished yet. When we return for part three, we'll wrap things up with some key takeaways and leave you with some food for thought. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been, you know, really exploring this dynamic world of energy engineering, from what the job actually is to the skills that you need and those salary expectations. So now, as we wrap up our Deep Dive, let's just kind of step back. What are some of the key takeaways? What are those big things that you hope our listener walks away, you know, understanding about this field?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that energy engineering is a field with just incredible potential. The demand for skilled professionals is only going to continue to grow as the world shifts towards renewable energy sources. As we embrace energy efficiency and really just strive to create a more sustainable future, it's a career with purpose, with impact, and a very promising job outlook. And on top of that, the salary expectations are quite impressive.
Yeah, and it's not just about, you know, saving the planet, although that is a huge motivator for a lot of people coming into this field. You can actually build a really comfortable and rewarding career while making a real difference.
Absolutely. And it's a diverse field, too. We've talked about, you know, a lot of different industries where energy engineers are in demand, renewable energy manufacturing, construction, government. So there are opportunities for people with a wide range of interests.
We've also touched on those challenges, though. That skills gap is a real concern. And it highlights the need for companies to be proactive in attracting and retaining that top talent. They need to think about, you know, educational partnerships, professional development programs, and of course, those competitive compensation and benefits.
Exactly. And for anyone listening who's thinking about pursuing a career in energy engineering, the message is clear. Continuous learning is key. Stay on top of those latest technologies, pursue those certifications, and really hone those soft skills alongside your technical expertise.
Yeah, you got to keep learning.
It's a field that really rewards those who are passionate, adaptable, and, you know, genuinely committed to making a difference. It's not just about those technical skills. It's about that drive to solve problems and create a better future.
Well, I like that.
So as we conclude our deep dive, I want to leave our listener with something to think about. We've explored this, broad landscape of energy engineering, but now I want to make it a little bit more personal. What area within this field really excites you? Is it designing those massive wind farms we see popping up across the country? Or maybe it's diving into the details of building design and finding innovative ways to improve energy efficiency. Maybe you're passionate about policy and you want to help shape a more sustainable future through, government regulations. Whatever sparks your interest, remember that energy engineering offers a world of possibilities. So take the time to, explore those interests, do your research, and really consider how you can contribute to this vital and rewarding field. We'll be sure to include a link to that RSSinc.report in our show notes so you can dig even deeper into the data. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of energy engineering. Until next time, keep those brainwaves buzzing and never stop exploring.